There's a fairly common question. It's not a new question, but it brings out a lot of the fundamentals of ribbons and sales. So it's a good place to begin. Many times, vendors or suppliers will allow their customers to pay on credit, sometimes 30, 60, or 90 days, but they will offer the customer an incentive to pay earlier. A common example of this is what's known as a 210 net 30 pricing structure, which means that the customer has 30 days to pay for the merchandise, and if he waits until the 30-day due date, he will pay the regular price of the item. However, if he pays within 10 days, he will receive a 2% discount. Hence the 210, the 2% discount for paying within 10 days, but net 30, meaning that he has the option of waiting 30 days and then paying the regular price. And the question is this something that is permitted from a halachic perspective? And the background to this question is a Mishnah b'Metzia da Samchei Menalf, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Yerdeh Simen Kuf Ayin Gimel Sif Alf. Although Min HaTorah, the Issur Ribbis only applies on a loan. Rashi b'Metzia speaks this out, and it does not apply in other transactions such as sale or rental agreements. The Chacham extended the Issur Ribbis to other scenarios which resemble and have some of the characteristics of an interest loan. One of the examples is that it is usur for a seller to charge a customer a higher price for an item in exchange for allowing the customer to pay on credit. For example, it is usur for a seller to have a lower price for a customer who pays immediately upon delivery of the item, and a higher price for a customer who pays on credit. The understanding of this is, the appropriate time to pay for a sale is upon receiving the item. And therefore, if the customer is paying a higher price for the ability to pay on credit, it is considered that the additional funds is a credit payment, and the Chacham consider this as if the seller is lending the customer through extending him credit, and the customer is paying interest through paying the higher price. Now this issur applies in the following scenarios. It is certainly forbidden for a seller to stipulate that the extra funds are interest payments or credit payments to the extent that there's a gedulah truma who says perhaps if a seller clearly refers to the payment as an interest payment, it may violate Ribbis Kutza. Furthermore, it is usur for a seller to offer a two-tiered pricing system, a lower price for cash payments and a higher price for credit payments. As here as well, the seller is clearly charging the customer a higher price for the credit. Additionally, if the item has a clear market value, which means it's an item which other people sell for a certain price or within a certain price range, and the seller is charging above market value because he's allowing the customer to pay on credit. Here, even if the seller doesn't speak this out, but since it is clear that the customer is paying a higher price in exchange for the ability to pay on credit, it would be usur. However, if the item is something that does not have a clear market value, such as custom items or a manufacturer has his own line of this specific item, or items in which the market value changes daily, or even according to some paiskim, an item in which it requires certain professional skills in determining its price, such as diamonds or other expensive jewelry. Here, as long as the seller does not offer two prices, it would be permitted for him to charge a higher price because he's allowing the customer to pay on credit. And since there's no market value, it would not be clear to others that the customer is paying extra in exchange for the credit option. So again, if the seller either refers to it as interest payment or offers two prices, it is certainly forbidden. Or even if a seller is simply charging above market value and is allowing the customer to pay on credit, it would be forbidden. Items which do not have a clear market value, it would be permitted as long as the seller doesn't offer either a two-tiered pricing system or refer to it as an interest payment. There is a machlekes poskim regarding the following scenario. For example, you have a store that's offering a sale, a 10% sale, but they're limiting the sale to cash-paying customers. Customers who want to pay on credit, or perhaps even a credit card, would have to pay the regular store price. According to the Chacham Sadim and Klal Kuf Lamtes Hey and the Machan Frayim Nechas Ribbis Simul Amin Alf, this would be permitted. As since the customer who is paying on credit is paying the regular price, and on the contrary, the cash-paying customer is receiving a discount, it is not considered that the customer paying on credit is making a credit payment, as he is simply paying the regular purchase price for the item. Other Paiskim, the Piskachuva, the Krieger, and Simen Kuf Ayin Gimel, they quote a Machamas in B'Metzia Samchei Menalf, who seems to disagree, as the true price of an item is always the price given for payments made upon receiving the item, and therefore the higher price would always be considered a credit payment. According to this Paiskim, it would be forbidden for customers to buy on credit and pay the regular price. And the store will either have to not allow credit-paying customers or offer the sale price to all customers. Many contemporary Paiskim, the Chalkas Binyamin, Mishas Ribbis, the Nesiv HaShalom, they all say that since the Rishonim, the Machamas, who asked this, it is encouraged to be Machmer. Getting back to our Shaila, where we have a 210 net 30 agreement in which the customer has the option of either paying within 10 days and receiving a 2% discount, or waiting until 30 days and paying the regular price. Now, this would seemingly be subject on this machlokes. And since a customer that waits the 30 days to pay will only be paying the regular price, and on the contrary, a customer who pays earlier within 10 days will be receiving a discount, according to the Machlokes Ephraim and Chachos Adam, it would be permitted for the customer to wait the 30 days and make the full payment. While according to Rikveg or another Paiskim, it would still be forbidden. As we mentioned, it is encouraged to be machron like this Rikveger and the Machamas. Furthermore, in certain scenarios, it may be forbidden according to all opinions, as in order for it to be permitted according to the Chachos Adam and the Machlokes Ephraim, it has to be that the actual market value of the item is the higher price. But if other sellers also offer this two-tiered system, then it's very possible that in reality the lower price is the actual price, and the fact that they're simply calling it a discount wouldn't be enough. So unless it is clear that the higher price is the real market value for the item, it would be forbidden according to all opinions. Now, there is an opinion that Mr. Shribas brings down from the Tzur Yaakov, who's mapped this 210-30 agreement because he considered it to be more of a penalty, which may be permitted in sale transactions. This is something we'll discuss in the next year, Mitzvah. But other Paiskim have a difficult time understanding this Tzur Yaakov for various reasons. There are Paiskim, the Imre Yosher and Simi Kufnun, who gives the heter in the following scenario, that where it is the industry standard to allow credit payments, to the extent that in the absence of any other agreement, the seller would not have the ability to pursue the customer until the standard date, here it would be permitted to offer a lower price for paying immediately and a higher price for payments made on the typical due date. And the understanding of this is, the whole issue is based on the fact that the appropriate time to pay for an item is upon receiving the item, and therefore a higher price for paying on credit is considered an extra credit payment. But where the appropriate time to pay for this item is on credit, as this is industry standard, then even though the customer paying on credit is paying a higher price, that price is considered to be the actual price, and it is not considered a credit payment. Many places can do bring that as Imre Yosher, and therefore may be permitted in many scenarios. However, one must make sure that this is actually the case, that this is actually the industry standard, that in the absence of any agreement, the customer will have a certain period of time to pay, and in these scenarios, it may be permitted. So again, a 210-30 agreement will generally be subject to the Machlokes Chachos Adam and the Kveger and the Machamas, and therefore is a card drawn to be Machmer. However, in certain scenarios, the Heter of the Miyosher will apply. Now, there is a simple solution, and that is to use a Heter Iska, which would permit all these transactions. When using this Heter Iska, the understanding is that the merchandise that's being sold, instead of being sold, is actually being advanced as an investment, and the seller is receiving the higher price as a return on his investment. So when a Heter Iska is used, it would always be permitted. Now, many times a seller who's not familiar with Hilchos Ribbis, or for someone who's not observant, may refuse to write a Heter Iska. And the question is whether it's permitted for a customer to enter this 210 agreement with the intention to pay within the 10-day period and not trigger the higher price. Do we say that since he will never end up paying the higher price, no Ribbis payment will be made and is therefore permitted? There's definitely what to rely upon, and that although there's an Isser of Loisimul of Neshech, which is an Isser on the actual Ribbis agreement, there's a Machlekes in the Paiskim, based off the Gemara, whether this applies even if the borrower never actually makes the payments. We are generally Machmer and forbid even simply making the arrangement. However, over here there's an additional Safek, as since within the 10 days, the Ribbis payments never even kicked in, perhaps Loisimul will not apply. And since it's generally only a question of Vak Ribbis, and there are Paiskim who permit this arrangement altogether, there's definitely what to rely upon to enter this agreement and make sure to pay within 10 days. However, it is never encouraged to enter an agreement in which there's the potential, the possibility, that he may miss the 10 days and then be forced into making a Ribbis payment. And therefore, whenever possible, a Heter Iska should always be used.